Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Hi, Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Jenny. Here I am. Here I am. I was what they call backstage, but now I'm online, on camera with you. Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We've got another fantastic show lined up. Every week, the comments get, everybody just loves the show more and more. And they are enjoying everything you're talking about. And we've got, you know, nice segments and segues. And I think it's just feeling really good. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, feeling good. It gives me a chance to kind of mouth off about what I see going on. And I think it's helpful. People can let us know if they find that my critiques about the science, the medicine, what's going on in our world, if they're helpful, because we have to be really aware of the information that is coming out, where it's coming from, what the bias is. And we always have to be taking care of ourselves. The best way to stay out of a doctor's office or out of the hospital is by staying healthy. And that's what we want to offer to our listeners, how yes. to be healthy.
Yes, and I think one of the greatest things about you, not that I'm biased, but you've been at this for 50 years. You've seen all the trends. You've been through all the ups, the downs, the BS, the diet fads, the diet pills. Now we've got diet shots, but it all's migrating, you know, the same way, which is personal responsibility, personal care, and your own health governance is the most important way to be vital and alive as you are. And we do have a lot of people who are posing, insurance actuarials, like some people posing as health experts and life coaches and, you know, all these people and biohackers and, you know, self-taught, self-proclaimed, but they really don't have the credentials and they don't have the hands-on experience. It's one thing to sit in front of a screen and tell somebody, it's another thing to put your hands on somebody and really diagnose them, as I've seen you do in your clinic when many years ago, when you used to actually do a physical exam and put your hands on people.
Right. I remember saying years ago when I did 75, health conferences.
Health summits, yeah.
Yeah, someone would organize, you know, 10, 20 experts to talk about a health condition. I did about 75 of those. And what I realized is most of these people were sick themselves and they had been looking for an answer and they would try to find it in doing this whatever webinar series. And all of them were deficient in magnesium. So I was teaching the host, not so much the audience. So that was an interesting experience, that the people who are out there are usually people who are searching for answers themselves. Mm-hmm. And as Jenny said, I've been at this for 50 years. So I've happened on some incredible information, especially in terms of the mineral formulas that we use that can really help people. In 2008, my main focus was educating people. And I would put out a, what did I call it? A, a module every week. There were 108 modules where I would describe what all the biohackers are talking about. I mean, the biohackers will take, you know, one of these modules and make it their whole theme. Yeah. So I was educating people on 108 ways to help themselves, you know, the EMF problem, the exercise, the saunas, whatever. And in 2008, there was a big crash. A lot of people may not remember it. You may be too young to remember 2008 financial crash. And people started saying to me, giving me feedback, I don't have time to read your stuff anymore. I don't have time to implement your stuff. Just tell me what supplements to take, because I've got two jobs now. I'm in debt, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So that's when, you know, things started really becoming focused for me. And eventually I got into the dietary supplement business for my own health and then to pass it on. And that's what people are really looking for, a stable foundation.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, that's enough preliminary. So where are we at, Jenny? What are we doing first here?
I want to let everybody know, if you've not tuned in for the first time here on X, we're at Carolyn's at Dr. Carolyn Dean. And if you are looking for information, all you have to do is add a .com to that and travel out to your website locator, and you will find her at drcarolyndean.com. And that's where you'll get wonderful information about Carolyn's credentials. But she's been at this for a long time. And what I admire so much is she's still educating. She's still making a difference for people. And she still insists that you can take control of your health, and that you can also weed through the garbage of all the propaganda and everything that's out there to find the kernels, the true kernels of natural health information. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. So I think that's where we're at, Carolyn.
Okay, so we go to the library. What's our book of the week, Jenny?
Our book of the week is our favorite, Magnesium, the Missing Link to Total Health. Yes, yes, ma'am, that's it. And it would be our second favorite, except we're not allowed to really have the Magnesium Miracle be our most favorite of all, because we didn't publish it. But we put on our big girl panties and we published this book ourselves, Carolyn, didn't we?
Yes. And yet, seriously, 600 pages became too much for people to really, to stick with. And what they tell us about this book, actually, I think there is, where do I have it? Someone who wrote in about the book. And let me file down here, because we get testimonials all the time. And someone on Amazon said, the clarity and conciseness of the information in this book is remarkable. If you want to take charge of your own life and health, you must read it. Dr. Dean's products are the best. Don't worry about what magnesium you should take. Just follow Dr. Dean's protocol and feel better. You can't lose. I've been taking her products for about 3 years, and I'm so much better. Focus, strength, sleep, etc. 100% better. I am 67 years old. So that's what we hear. That's what we know, and that's what Jenny and I and our customer service go on, is the positive feedback we get from our customers, and we just keep passing it on.
Yeah, yeah. Magnesium, the Missing Link to Total Health, is an update post-COVID, and we did learn a lot about magnesium deficiency in the COVID days, did we not, Carolyn?
We did, and since we know that magnesium is necessary for 80% of known metabolic functions, that's in the genetics, it's in the detoxification, the liver keeps the brain clear, keeps the gut working properly with its peristalsis. We know that something happened with that COVID virus. We know it wasn't really just a plain virus. There was something added to it. we know that with what we did to treat the virus was not necessarily healthy. So what we can say is taking magnesium is going to help clean up the body and clear things up. So I think that's as much as I can say about that without getting into trouble. Right, Ginny?
That's right. That's right. We always keep it on the up and up, keep the FDA and the FTC happy. That we're not making outrageous claims. But really, I remember one time we kind of got in trouble for saying that magnesium is beneficial for every single cell in the body. And the advisory people were like, well, that's ridiculous. And it's like, well, actually, no.
We're right. We are right.
That's right. That's right. So Magnesium, the Missing Link to Total Health is the book we're featuring, all Dr. Dean's books. You can just hit this QR code at the top of the screen to find her library. And this book, this week, we're also featuring it in our blogs. And what are we talking about in our blog this week, Carolyn?
Well, in the magnesium deficiency symptom number 19, it's diabetes.
Oh.
So the blog is about diabetes. Now, you can go to drcarolyndean.com and read the blog, send it on to friends and family. This is very important. So many people are pre-diabetic and becoming diabetic, and we're being told it's incurable. Seriously, we're being told you have to take drugs for life or insulin shots for life. You're not being told that diabetes is curable. And again, maybe I'm saying too much in a society that wants drugs to be the answer. But what I'm saying in this blog is we've made sugar the holy grail. Every celebration, Easter's coming up. It's all about the Easter bunny, not about the cross. So we've gotten ourselves addicted to sugar. Abram Hoffer, Linus Pauling's friend in orthomolecular medicine, says sugar is a poison and as addictive as heroin. So the big food producers, the big junk food producers know this. So everything is sugared. So we've got a problem of being addicted. Now, what I'll say on the side here is that if you have enough good nutrients, enough vitamins and minerals and essential fatty acids, the basis of what we recommend in our protocol, you won't have sugar cravings. You won't be feeding yeast in your body and causing the Borg of yeast to crave sugar. So that's another way to look at sugar is you don't have to be addicted if your body is satisfied with the nutrition you're giving it. So with diabetes, it's equal to sugar. So what that means is if you feel you're eating too much sugar, just stop it. Just really stop it. And maybe introduce a Macintosh apple or a pear, one or two pieces of fruit a day. You shouldn't go crazy on fruit either, because that actually causes even more problem with your sugar, because it fructose sugar jams up the liver with glycogen stores. You can get a fatty liver from eating too much fruit. So in this blog, I'm just stop eating sugar. Jason Fung, F-U-N-G, an associate of mine in Toronto, he's written a whole book on diabetes, but he could have just had a pamphlet and said, stop eating sugar. But some people have to be convinced. So this blog is convincing you a little bit about, the bad things sugar can do, how it fights with vitamin C. If you have a big sugar binge, take a lot of vitamin C, and that will help, because vitamin C and sugar compete to get into the cells. And if there's more sugar than vitamin C, then vitamin C cannot get into the cells and act as an antioxidant to break down the toxic byproducts of sugar metabolism. So big war going on there. vitamin C is kind of the answer. And what else do I say? Yeah, don't eat sugar. Yeah, don't eat sugar. And this so-called life sentence of diabetes with all the medications, it really doesn't have to be. And when you run out diabetes to the end stage, you're talking about losing your eyesight and even amputations. It's really not a kind disease at all. And when you think what you have to do is avoid sugar, take magnesium, then I don't know how people can weigh those two things and not take the role of stop eating sugar. And with magnesium, it helps the body digest, absorb, and utilize proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. It's necessary to help insulin open up cell membranes to let the glucose in properly. It helps to prevent obesity genes from expressing themselves. And then vitamin C, like I said, it competes with glucose for insulin transport into the cells. And then in our multiple mineral, we have 12 minerals, but including chromium, zinc, and selenium, which are all important for sugar balance. So there you go. Let me take a drink, Julie.
Yes. You've been hanging out with my friend Julie too long.
That's right. Hi,
Julie Ginny. I wanted to say, what is the difference between being pre-diabetic and diabetic?
It's just the numbers.
Okay. You know,
how high your blood sugar is, or how high your hemoglobin A1C is.
Okay.
Hemoglobin A1C, they just look at red blood cells, hemoglobin, and see how much sugar has jammed into the cells over a 3-month period, because that's the lifespan of a red blood cell. So they see how much sugar has come on board, and they can tell how high your sugar has been over the past 3 months.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Okay. And because we have these signs around the area that I live in, and they're billboards, and they say 1 out of every 3 people sitting in their car is pre-diabetic. Ah. And it doesn't say why or what it is. So I'm glad to know what that means. Mm-hmm. And then also, Carolyn, what would you say to people who Sarah Kleiner Wellness? You did a podcast with her. She's a neat gal.
Okay.
And I saw a YouTube of hers come through today, and it was about whether or not she was going to endorse the GLP-1s for weight loss. And I read the comments, but I thought they were very interesting, because the women who had decided to do it at low doses, who are already on very aggressive health programs, they're doing the circadian rhythm, they're doing this, they're doing that, but they can't lose the last 15 or 20 pounds. They said that the thing that really hurts them the most, or bothers them the most, is the food noise that they have in their brains. That they just constantly are craving food, thinking about food, wondering what they should eat next. And that they said that when they went on these GLP-1s, it stopped. So do you think that's part of a sugar addiction, is to constantly be craving or to have those kind of impulses?
That's interesting. Well, GLP-1, it has an effect on the brain. So maybe it is stopping that demand for food. But by allowing yourself food, for example, started as a joke talking about my 4-food diet, where Julie and I we're now doing it every second day, but for a whole week, and Bob too, we just ate 4 foods, and our 4 foods we chose were avocado, boiled egg, our protein powder, and a big orange or tangerine tangelo. And we seriously found that we would have 4 meals a day with that 1 food, And it was delicious enough and satisfying enough that we weren't hungry until we ate the next meal. And then what we found when we went to like the baby shower or had my birthday lunch or birthday dinner and we ate a lot, we just craved more food the next day. I mean, it's very psychological, but I really feel if you lay out your four foods, they don't have to be what the four I said. You can make your protein a piece of chicken or your fruit, make it an apple, et cetera, et cetera. So if you give yourself food to eat and you like the food you eat and you don't, then you don't feel so deprived. And I seriously, in 1 week, I lost 5 pounds. I gained 2 pounds with my birthday lunch and dinner, but then I'm doing the fast today. What have I had today? I've had my Tangelo and a boiled egg and I feel fine.
Yeah.
Dieting is huge. And the whole GLP world has just gone so crazy. It's really the big pharma pushing this drug as hard as they can, because they know within a couple of years it's going to be pulled from the market because it's so dangerous.
Well, they do have some black box warnings right now for them, right?
Yeah, it might be a black box for blindness.
Yes. Which is all things.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess if it's affecting your brain function and that's where the control is, then maybe there is a way that it could damage your eyesight.
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah. Who knows? And they don't even know. Post-marketing surveillance is a term used in the drug industry, where they will do their study and the FDA will oversee it. And the FDA is paid $500 million to oversee it. So, you know, what kind of tunnel vision are they going to have? So they don't look at all the side effects and they depend on post-market surveillance to bring in all the side effects. And it's not for another, you know, 5-10 years that they'll get all the statistics together to be able to say, well, that didn't work, did it?
Yeah. But
by that time, they've made back their, you know, maybe even $1 trillion.
Yeah. I know there is a warning for, I think, thyroid cancer with it, but I was thinking more about the things that they've discovered, the side effects that they've discovered since it's actually been in use, because it's crazy. This muscle loss in the heart, muscle loss in the body, and all these other things. Mm-hmm. Now, Rachel was telling me that she had a friend who took a preliminary kind of GLP-1. And initially it did get rid of their crazy brain food thoughts, but then it actually turned into really dark thoughts and kind of went the wrong way and backfired. So such so extreme, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
people are desperate to lose weight, but what we should know is that our food does not contain the nutrients that we need to run our bodies.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to say is we have the basic nutrients to run your bodies, to run your cells, and you won't crave more and more food and more sugar, more just stuff that isn't healthy enough for you. You need your nutrients, and we're not getting them from our water. The water's all filtered out. The soil doesn't have the minerals anymore. It's all been farmed out. So it's about getting your dietary supplements so that you feel healthy and you can be sustained on 4 pieces of food a day.
That's right. I haven't started the 4 foods yet. I should probably start this week because Greg's out of town. Okay, now everybody's raving about your outfit, I want you to know. And they want to know, what is the design on your outfit?
I think it's a leaf.
Oh, okay.
The private chat is on my chest here. How do I get rid of that? Oh, there we go. Yeah, it looks like a leafy thing.
Ah, okay. Very good. Yes, it is. It's like a leaf. Okay, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful.
get all my clothes from Chico's. So
that's right. That's a, go look at the Chico's catalog and you'll be able to figure out what it is. And then also another question, just going back to the sugar topic, was what about starch? Is starch as bad as sugar? So for example, if you're having a piece of bread or something like that.
Well, it's very interesting because I've noticed recently that Mercola has gone hard on carbs. He's so pro carbs, and he was so pro keto. I don't know if he ever went carnivore. Once when he lived in Hawaii, he was just a fructarian and his triglyceride levels just went off the charts.
Wow.
So, I mean, every nutrient is important. I'm not keto anymore. I'm not rigid keto. You get to know what you like and you get to know what your body likes. So what do you say? Okay, what you say is if you haven't eaten bread for a week, then have a couple of pieces and see how you feel. Mm-hmm. And maybe do the COCO, C-O-C-O pulse test where you just before you eat the food, you take your pulse at rest and just make a note of that. And then you eat the food and take your pulse. If your pulse is, I don't even know the percentage of pulse being higher, but if your pulse is higher, then your body is working against the food you've just eaten.
So
try that. But also, I mean, sometimes when Julie and I are in Costco and we'll have some of the samples, I immediately start burping and feel like, oh, my body, you know, I don't like that. So it's, you got to get used to how your body feels with these foods.
Yes. That's the key is what, I mean, you can muscle test for food too.
Yeah, that's true.
You can just do the O test and is this good for me or yes or no or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. The O ring test, you can look that up, but you pretty much have to practice it and almost feel the answer before you do the test because it's your body's intuition in a sense. And the test, you can work, it can work against you too. You have to use it, I guess, with a positive intention. I would play with it. Should I run out in front of this car right now? And I said, yes. So yeah, work with it in the confines of your home and don't play jokes with yourself. Now I see Rachel has the next slide up, but we have to go back to Maha. Or
yes.
Is Maha next?
Yes, 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 it is.
Okay. So it's Maha's number 12 now. There are 14 themes that Ginny and the team came up with that my work paralleled the Maha agenda. And this one is holistic health for targeted populations. Now, what I consider targeted populations, they're not ethnic, they're men or women, or say athletes, or someone with a condition like hypothyroidism. And the point being made is that allopathic medicine, which I sometimes call it, it standardizes everything and everybody. Everybody gets the same pills, but we all need magnesium, and medicine is never even going to go there. But in my world, I don't standardize. How should I say this? I guess I standardize to the cells.
Yeah.
And all our cells need the same nutrients. But then in the education of things, what I look at is describing maybe the athletes, for example, they're sweating out all their minerals, athletes and the military in hot climates. So they need more minerals. Women on the birth control pill. Ginny, did you know this? Ginny always loves to learn something new every week. Women on the birth control pill and in pregnancy and before the period, they have a magnesium drop when estrogen levels rise.
Wow.
So the magnesium can drop 15 to 30% under the birth control pill, which can mean the side effects of the birth control pill are related to magnesium deficiency, which is incredible. So, and hypothyroidism, we talk about that a lot because thyroid hormones require 9 minerals in order for them to be produced. So those are sort of the different, what did I call it, targeted populations that I want to work with and just discuss. But our cells are all the same. We are all the same at the cellular level.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct. Very cool. Yeah. People do want us to get into some of that, and we don't, we avoid that because it is true. And at cellular level, they all have their same requirements. Mitochondria, same requirements. So very good. Excellent. Okay. Well,
we do go to questions and comments. I've already given the missing link review, but there is a nice little testimonial that Sarah sent in from customer service. And this person says, I noticed a difference the very next day after I started using REMAG. It was truly remarkable. From the first use, I could feel the effects right away, and I was genuinely amazed. It has significantly improved my breathing and stamina. Everything about it feels incredible. It's like I transformed into a different person. I finally feel normal again, and I mean that sincerely. So, and you know what that reminds me of, Ginny, is our friend Lisa and Christy, who are now out in North Carolina, actually near you. And Lisa could not get on board an airplane without having a panic attack. And she and Christy were supposed to go to Singapore or something, and she couldn't get on the plane. And she heard about REMAG from actually a nutritional consultant up in Canada. And I said the name, but I apologize. And so she took our magnesium, and same thing. She took a dose of it and her brain cleared, and it stopped the yammering negative thoughts in her head. So it can happen. And it can be in people who are trying so hard, they're eating well, they're doing everything right. It's like their body is just ready for that little, you know, turn of the key, the last, and which was for me when I had all my magnesium deficiency symptoms. I was a health person for decades, but I was low in magnesium. And as soon as I started to take it, everything drifted away. So that's our comment. Oh, any questions or anything to say there, Ginny, before I go into helpful hacks?
Well, I just do want to say this. It's incredible how common that testimonial is. And since you said REMAG, I'll just say it again. That's at rnareset.com. And the reason why we like to talk about it is because there's not anything else like it. It's not a pill or a powder. It's a stabilized ion of magnesium. And when you think about it in the brain, you love to talk about the 2 million mitochondria in every neuron. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine what those neurons trying to fire and not having that energy from that mitochondria? It is like turning on a light bulb, I'm sure, when your brain gets saturated with magnesium.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we do have a clientele, a customer base that seems to be very focused. They come to us kind of as their last resort, but they have been trying so many things, and they do benefit. Most people benefit fairly early in taking our formulas. So it's really rewarding. We're just so, so thankful, so grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we shall press on. great audience tonight. Lots of comments on the chat. Melody Rose is getting everybody rounded up to like and subscribe. Make sure they're making comments and sharing and being busy little beavers helping out and getting the word out. So thank you, Melody Rose.
And that is such an important point, Jenny. We do depend on people getting the word out, yep, passing on what you're learning, the benefits you're receiving, because we cannot tell people that we can help a disease or a condition or prevent a disease or a condition. The FDA has been very clear about that. Only drugs can treat disease. So we depend on our customer base to spread the word.
And our hope is you don't end up with the disease. We want to preemptively make sure that your body doesn't degenerate. And what they're finding out now, why everything's about mitochondria and mitochondria regulation, is because if you don't have enough battery to charge your body, you do fall prey to disease because it becomes weak. And that's all there is to it.
And the mitochondria make energy driven by magnesium. You don't have energy unless you have magnesium. And like Jenny said before, ours is a stabilized ion of magnesium, which is the exact size, the exact form that the cells need. So the compounds aren't working as well as our stabilized ion of magnesium, although any magnesium you take is better than taking nothing.
That's right. But we want you to upgrade.
Yeah.
It's just like any form of transportation is going to get you where you want to go eventually, but it's much better to take a Ferrari than it is a pogo stick.
Exactly. Helpful hacks. Okay, this is just so basic, but I do this all the time at the farmer's market when people say, oh, I can't buy all this, or I've got this or that. Okay, when you cook something, cook lots of it. Drag out all your root vegetables, your leafy greens, your celery, cook it up. Don't mush it up. Cook it, what is it, al dente, which means not soft. And then either freeze it in quart containers, or I'll blend it up in my high-speed food processor and put in a can of coconut cream and some curry spices. And then I'll freeze that. I don't eat potatoes. And what I do for my mashed potato taste is I'll steam up or boil up carrots and parsnips and mash that in my blender and freeze that. And you just take it out, put it in a container of hot water, melt it, and then mix those vegetables with your organic chicken sausages, or wild-caught canned salmon or tuna for the protein. I mean, it's the simplest thing in the world. And it's so funny, Jenny, because with us being on this four-food diet now, none of those things are frozen. So, you know, both of my freezers are stacked to the gills because we're not eating anything out of the freezer anymore.
That's cute. Well, you can give it away or help other people, or just wait until you get tired of this and then go back to what you were doing. I mean, that's the great thing about a freezer, right? It'll be in there forever.
Yeah. It's so funny because I'm feeding Julie and she's so embarrassed that I'm anyway. No, you have to take this food.
You must.
Yeah.
Now, Dolores was asking, as far as magnesium was concerned, what are your thoughts about autonomic nervous system disorders? I don't even know what that is. Do you know, Carolyn, what's an autonomic nervous system disorder?
Well, there's your, I don't know, it's what is making you breathe.
Ah.
All the functions that you shouldn't be aware of. Unlike in the Peanuts cartoon, one of the characters was always aware of their breathing. It was very funny. So the autonomic nervous system, it's driven by the nervous system. So it requires magnesium.
Right.
I think that that would be the basic thing I would say right there is it is something that I don't think there's a drug for it. But if you've the vagus nerve is part of the autonomic nervous system, and there's a lot of talk about that being involved in different symptoms, guts, the gut symptoms, lung symptoms. Yeah, I don't like to define diseases, although certainly in the Missing Link book, we talk about all those conditions and relate them to the research on magnesium deficiency. So the autonomic nervous system, it can be benefited by keeping your cells healthy, keeping your nerves healthy. And to do that, we're looking at magnesium. The cells, the cell membranes needs proper essential fatty acids. We use a essential fatty acid from algae, omega-3, and it requires vitamin D. Vitamin D is so important for genetically, hormonally, and we just think of it in allopathic medicine as controlling your calcium. So there's a lot going on in the nutrient world, and you can get overloaded with all the information. It's like every nutrient can help so many things. It's, oh my gosh, what do I do? What do I take? So we've just tried to take all that guessing out of the situation, say, autonomic nervous system problem. Okay, let's strengthen your cells. Let's start from there and see if some people they have the POTS, POTS syndrome, where they faint easily. Well, is that because the muscles and nerves don't have enough magnesium to create the proper muscle tension, where the muscles are just weak and kind of collapse? Your blood drops to your feet when you stand up quickly. So that's all very complicated, but let's just see if your body will respond if we just treat you at the cellular level.
Marilyn, I want to let you know that Ken Newbill, who's one of our most fantastic ever RNA Reset pros, is on the show tonight, and he made a great comment. And the comment that he said was that the adrenal glands play a big role in the autonomic nervous system, particularly in the sympathetic nervous system, in the fight or flight. So in the adrenal world, don't we usually talk about vitamin C and remite and that kind of thing?
Yeah, magnesium, salt, the vitamin C for sure. It's very high in the adrenal glands as well as the eyes and the kidneys. Yeah, the adrenal glands, people, if your blood sugar drops low, then your adrenals come out to pump up your blood pressure, your blood sugar from the liver storage. It does all the work to bring you back into balance. But when the adrenals fire like that and your heart rate increases, some people can interpret that as an anxiety attack. So that's where you hear most about the adrenal glands is with anxiety. And then when the adrenaline, epinephrine is flooding out, it's actually wasting your magnesium. So if you don't replace your magnesium, then the adrenal glands get sort of erratic. They fire erratically with bursts of adrenaline. So yeah, again, it sounds kind of complicated, but it's something that I will say every time you bring up a condition, we'll be able to say where magnesium fits into the picture.
And, you know, back in the day when I used to do customer service, I don't do it as much as I did, but we always told people to get a baseline by getting their magnesium testing done. Mm-hmm. And getting a magnesium RBC test, you can go to your doctor, but you can also go to request a test. And for $49, you can make arrangements to get a local blood draw and have that sent in, get the results privately, right to your email, unless you're in weirdo states like New Jersey or something. I can't remember which ones they are anymore. And then get your baseline so you know where you stand. And if you don't have magnesium deficiency, then you can scratch that off and go look for something else. But if your magnesium is low, as Carolyn says, you know, all these syndromes are usually magnesium deficiency until proven otherwise. So right. You got to get your mag levels up, but don't guess. No, you know, go get yourself tested.
Except when you look at the range, you want to be up there on the high end.
That's right.
We consider you low if you're not high.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. So you can't get away with any 4.2 with Dr. Dean. You need to be up at 6.6, 6.8. Yeah. And, but it's a good thing to know. So you don't, again, have to wonder.
Mm. Okay. Let's start in on our articles, where I critique the medical world. I have, seriously, I thought I'd run out of topics years ago, but every day I get another thing to discuss. This one is about antidepressant use, and it's associated with cognitive decline in patients with dementia. What is cognitive decline? It refers to the gradual loss of thinking abilities, including memory, reasoning, learning, and attention. Mm-hmm. While they say in this definition, some decline is normal with age, I don't believe that. More significant changes can be a sign of cognitive disorder. So this is a Swedish study warning of a problem with these drugs. Antidepressants, especially the SSRIs, and that's like Prozac. Now, Prozac, it's a fluoride drug, and if you're new to the scene here, Prozac with fluoride attached to it, that fluoride can break down in the gut, break off the drug, and bind magnesium and cause magnesium deficiency symptoms as a side effect of Prozac use. And so they're saying these antidepressants can enhance cognitive decline in dementia patients. I don't know, it can probably cause dementia itself, but they're sort of, I mean, the research speak that they use in these studies, they also say, they'll say possibly and maybe, they'll never make a definitive. And then they say SSRIs like Lexapro are linked to the fastest cognitive downswing, suggesting the need for caution, they just suggest it. They don't demand it. And Lexapro, Ginny, will you look it up on the side and see if that's a fluoride drug? Just
yeah.
Look up in Wiki and see the chemical formula.
Yeah.
And then the study underscores the importance of personalized treatment plans for dementia sufferers. Now, what does that mean? Personalized treatment plans. Stop the drugs. Experts call for further research. That's what they always say. They hand out for the research funding to clarify the links between antidepressants and cognitive impairment. What's that going to do? It just points the finger. Despite concerns, antidepressants are vital. They're vital, Ginny, for managing mood in dementia sufferers, with up to 50% of dementia patients experiencing depression. So I always talk about the study's revelations underlie an urgent need for further research. Then they opine that this nation's scientific community is poised to delve deeper into the role of antidepressants in shaping dementia therapy. No. Pardon?
I said no. I'm with you. No, that's not going to happen.
No. Your nation and the world should be looking at diet, lifestyle, nutrient therapies for preventing and treating dementia. How many listeners have heard me say that brain neurons, each one has 2 million mitochondria where energy is made under the guidance of magnesium, and there's also the B vitamins and zinc that are important for the brain health. So yeah, they're they're making money off their research. It's just a job for these people. They really don't care about the results. And we've seen that in the research we've been doing, how just, anyway, they don't have a profession. They just have a job. It's if they're making doorknobs or something. Okay.
Lexapro is a fluoride drug.
Boom. Yeah. So that's the worst of them. And it could be because the fluoride is binding up magnesium and making it unavailable. Okay. The next study, I don't know what to say. I do know what to say about this, but someone got funding to check if juice fasting could be harmful or helpful. So juice fasting can be harmful in just 3 days. And I just call it clickbait. So this was Northwestern University published in the journal Nutrients, which I thought was a good journal. Our first study is in Nutrients. It found that consuming vegetable and fruit juice only diets for 3 days triggered detrimental gut and oral bacterial changes linked to inflammation, memory, and thinking problems. And exactly how juice-only cleanses trigger such changes, they don't know. They'll have to do more research, I'm sure. But they do say when fruits and veggies are juiced, much of the fiber is stripped away, and fiber is necessary for good bacteria. And folks in the juice-only group showed the most significant increase in bacteria associated with inflammation and gut permeability or leaky gut. Folks in the plant-based whole food group saw more favorable changes in their gut bacteria. And yes, they want to do more research. So what do I think is going on? I think it's the high sugar content that's going to feed more yeast in the intestines, leading to bacterial microbiome imbalance. Leaky gut, I think, I don't know percentage-wise, but leaky gut is highly associated with yeast overgrowth. And yeast is universally ignored by allopathic and alternative medicine because they find it so hard to treat. We don't. And then fruit sugar. Fructose is only metabolized in the liver and can actually cause a fatty liver. I mentioned that earlier. So I don't know. I mean, what's this study supposed to appeal to? Who's it supposed to appeal to? Are they trying to stop people from juicing or fasting? Or I don't. What's the point? But yeah, I don't juice. When I used to do anything, it would just be in my high-speed blender and I'd drink the fiber along with the juice. So I never believed in straight juicing. And I had the experience, as I've said before on this show, about a young preteen patient. His mother started to feed him carrot juice and he started developing migraine headaches. And it was from, I think, the sugar content, or maybe he was allergic to the carrots. So what do you have for me, Ginny?
I agree. I think these sugar things, you go to these juice bars, it's just unbelievable, the sugar content. Mm-hmm. And it can't be good. You'd be better off to just eat a real good thing, like a Reese's peanut butter cup, my humble opinion. And get some real sugar the real way and just be a real woman about it instead of trying to hide behind a kiwi, mango, carrot juice thing. You know what I mean? Come on and just get your candy bar.
And take your vitamin C to neutralize the sugar.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. Moving on to... updating the Alzheimer's guidelines chart, the full diagnostic journey. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's this all about? They're saying new evidence-based clinical practice guidelines from the Alzheimer's Association provide updated recommendations on evaluating individuals suspected of having Alzheimer's disease. This is the first update since 2001 for specialists and primary care physicians. With this guideline, they say we expand the scope of prior guidelines by providing recommendations, blah, blah, blah. So I've spoken about this before. Medicine, with all the complexity of diagnostics and prescriptions, they have to put it in a guidebook, a recipe guideline for doctors, because there's just too much going on, as evidenced by, what's this say? These Alzheimer guidelines include 19 practical recommendations that are applicable to any practice guideline, any practice setting for the doctor. No, they're not. Seriously, your doctor doesn't have the time in an HMO sitting to even say 19 things, different things to a patient. So it's just complete. So what they're doing here, the list goes from the history and physical, although they don't touch patients anymore, to labs, to MRI, to CAT scans, to PET scans, to cerebrospinal fluid analysis, and on and on and on, making lots of money with all the diagnostics. That's what's happening. And of course, there's nothing said about a diet history, nutrition, or dietary supplements. And then I read, they said they're determining eligibility for treatment with new disease-modifying therapies for amyloid protein. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, how they say amyloid protein building up in the brain is the cause of Alzheimer's. And it's not. It's been disproven. But I think they found some drugs that they think they can use on amyloid. So they're trying to push them now before the patent runs out, or so they can make some money on them. So they're saying, do the diagnosis. Okay, you're eligible for the drug. And then they'll spend a lot of your healthcare money monitoring the responses to these treatments with even more expensive diagnostics. And like I said, even though the amyloid treatments for Alzheimer's are still experimental, they do admit that these new therapeutic agents are expensive, and as with most medications, may cause unwanted side effects. And the research was funded by the Alzheimer's Association. Who funds the Alzheimer's Association? The NIH, to the tune of $3.8 billion annually. Ginny, let me move over here and see your face. Let me see your shock. $8 billion.
Oh my gosh. I just sit here during the show and my impulse is one or two things. I either want to break from the camera and run downstairs and grab more Realign or whatever we're talking about, or I just want to sit over here and be so grateful that I'm not going to experience any of this in my advancing years, because I will not get caught in this trap that it's been set for so many people. Yeah. And it's just an unfortunate wheel of aging that our society is depending on, and all the accoutrements go with it. And we are going to be already on that off ramp and moving toward a totally different reality. I mean, this is terrifying to think of what some people are going to experience, just the testing alone and the uncertainty of the diagnosis, and then their ridiculous recommendations, whatever they're going to tell these poor people they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I mean, tough.
Yeah, the testing alone, testing has a lot of side effects, Now, the next topic, Ginny, I know we only have a couple of minutes. I'll jump aspartame and go to a shorter topic, or do you have some words to fill in the last 4 minutes, or do we have questions?
Well, I have a question here. One of them is from our friend Wine Flirt, and she says, I'd like to get a copy of the MAHA document, the 14 talking points. And if you're interested in getting a copy of that, just email questions@drcarolynd.com Anybody that's listening to this show can get a copy of it. We'll send you a PDF and you can have it as a reference point. So that was one of the questions that we had that I wanted to get to. And if you're listening to our archive or watching this replay on YouTube or on X, just know that, again, our staff, 800-888-577-3703, our most amazing customer service staff that we talk about all the time, how wonderful they are always there to answer the phone and take your questions and respond quickly to anything that you need additional support for that you might have heard on the show or any questions that you have for Carolyn. I also want to point out again that Dr. Dean's website, drcarolyndean.com, is where you can go to become a member and get additional backstage pass things like when Carolyn plays the air guitar on her birthday. Just kidding. We didn't do that. But if she did, we would show it there. And then also we would all kinds of content that Carolyn has done and interviews with other podcasters, getting her take on their questions about what they've identified as being important in their biohacking world or in their clinical practices. And then, of course, rnareset.com. Rachel, if you've got that slide, we can show the email of the address, rnareset.com, for Dr. Dean's proprietary formulas, which are amazing. And, of course, everybody who loves life the way we do usually has a pet, not always, but sometimes. And picopets.com is our solution for pet health as well. And these are our liquefied minerals and water for your pets, hydration and other things. And they're just fantastic. So we invite you to visit that as well. So I think that is everything. And then magnesium, the missing link to total health, is available on Dr. Dean's website and also at Amazon. But you become a member, you get it for free. And if you just scan the QR code here, or you can get it on Amazon as well. What else would we like to talk about, Carolyn?
Well, just the last few seconds here, I'm starting to do regular in-person lectures, talks.
Oh, yeah.
In Maui, in Wailea. So that's been fun. I haven't been public except for volunteering at the market and everything, but nobody knew me. Nobody knew I was a doctor. So it's pretty fun, shocking everybody. Oh my gosh, you're Dr. Dean. So I'm having my next one on Wednesday. So when you visit Maui and you're here on a once a month, I'll be doing a talk. This one is on the book, but on heart health.
And fantastic.
Because what we've done to ourselves in the COVID years has affected our heart. COVID affected our heart, and what we did to prevent COVID affected our heart.
That's right. But the good thing is, boy, we are cellular regenerators big time. Mm-hmm. And you can always catch that ramp right back on to perfect health, especially with Dr. Dean. So we invite you to hang out with us, circulate this information, invite other people to come and be part of our scene. We're happy that you were here with us this evening. Anything else, Carolyn?
No, that's perfect. Aloha.
Aloha.
Here
they are. They're my
Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.